We talk education on a monthly basis, thanks to guests in studio in the educational world, and certainly loving what they do. Their passion is strong, and we'll get that proven by our next guest, talking about the purpose of the Ready by Five Early Childhood Millage, providing dedicated and sustainable funding for programs that improve health and school readiness. So a year ago, Kent County voters made this funding possible. What's happened during that time? Anne-Marie Valdez, President and CEO of First Steps Kent, in the house. Good morning to you, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Shelley. Delighted to be here.
Yay, Maureen Kirkwood. Glad you were here as well, Executive Director for HealthNet of West Michigan. Good morning to you, Maureen.
Good morning to you.
Yay, Anne-Marie. It has been an exciting year. I'll lead the question in early childhood in Kent County. So would you give us an update on what's been happening this past year with the Ready by Five Millage?
Certainly. We were eager to get started. So we have actually done one round of funding so far, and just sent out the next application, which these applications are due November 19th, right around the corner. And so for this first year, $7.4 million is going out. The first round was $2.4 million, and this next round was close to $5
million. Let's have you expand also on the good work you do with First Steps Kent. Expand on First Step Kent's administrative and changing role in this millage. What are some of the positive impacts here?
Well, as the lead organization for being, you know, the advocates for early childhood, we have certainly wanted to lead that effort to make sure that there are dedicated funds for young children and families in our county. And the important piece is making sure that all of us are working together in that landscape, making sure that families are able to access the resources that are available for them.
It's good to be in the early childhood stage, but it's a critical time, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yes.
Healthy children being prepared for school, it's really the most important thing we could do.
Thank you for that reminder. Maureen Kirkwood, good that you are here. Talk about HealthNet of West Michigan. How is it part of the Ready by Five Millage Outreach and Navigation Network?
Well, I'm happy to be here, and we're excited that we're in the first round of funding. In fact, we've already launched, begun our services October 1. We're very excited. So our mission is navigating care, connecting resources. So we've been working in the early childhood space for a number of years. We have a lot of connections with resources, but this is really an opportunity to expand what we're doing to any child or pregnant woman, regardless of you know, what their background is, what their income is, everything. So it's really a universal approach, and we're excited about that.
You mentioned pregnant woman.
Yes.
Yes, so before our baby's born.
Right, and what we know and what the research tells us is that a healthy child begins even before a woman gets pregnant, but certainly that prenatal period is so vital, and so that's why I'm really excited that the First Steps and the folks with the Early Childhood Millage have recognized that time of pregnancy is such an important time.
What then are your proposed plans for the Ready by Five Millage funding?
We are expanding, as I mentioned, to work with a number of different partners. We're expanding our eligibility to any child under five, any pregnant woman. We are partnering, we're doing more of a place-based approach. So we're partnering with agencies like the Hispanic Center, Spectrum Health birthing classes. We're rounding in labor and delivery, and we're trying to find a lot of intersection points where we can offer our services and offer the connections to that broad range of services that are available in Kent County.
What are your proposed outcomes here?
Really, it's to touch more families, more children, more women, to try to get families connected as early as possible to the network of early childhood services that are in the community. So our role is really as that connector. And I think one of the other pieces is that one of the things that we hear the most from families is how difficult it is to navigate the systems. We're so fortunate here in Kent County that we have so many services. It's a very rich community in that way, a generous community. But getting to those services is difficult. And that really is the role that we play, is to try to bridge and connect.
Anne-Marie Valdez, what are the gaps? What still needs to be done?
Well, Shelley, even though this generous community, as Maureen mentioned, the residents voted in the Ready by Five Early Childhood Millage, the gaps are large. We did the research, and we show nearly a $90 million gap annually for early childhood services. So having this, these dedicated funds, it's great. But making sure everyone's working together and linking arms so that our children get the best services is really paramount.
How are you asking, and a question for you both, Anne-Marie, I'll stay with you. How are you asking others to help and or support the work?
We bring, convene really the providers together, as Maureen mentioned, that we have a heart as a community to work together to make sure that our children are healthy and ready, prepared for kindergarten and all the following milestones.
Mm. Yes. What would you add to that, Maureen?
No, I would agree. I think that this is a very collaborative community. We've been working together for a long time. I think what this millage funding does is it gives it that huge extra push to really get us across the line to true successful outcomes.
Mm, yes. All right. Boy, what else, Anne-Marie?
So it's important to remember that our children are a priority. Investing in them early is so important because what we want as a healthy, happy community and a great place to live is a viable workforce and children who are ready for school.
Great. How do you, where do you leave us to find out more information and continue this discussion?
You can certainly check out our website, firststepskent.org, and on that website we have a Ready by Five page that you can find out everything you need to know about the millage work.
Yes. Maureen, your final word.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly with what Anne-Marie said, and also we have more information about our services on our website at healthnetwm.org.
Again, that purpose of the millage was to is to provide dedicated and sustainable funding for programs that improve health, school readiness, and well-being of kids, and of course, with your leadership, it's happening. So thank you very much. Anne-Marie Valdez, President and CEO of First Steps Kent, Maureen Kirkwood, Executive Director, HealthNet of West Michigan. All right, go get them.
Thank you.